James Pascoe, I'm the Director of Sport and Coach of the Bull Turner Cup soccer team at Hunter Sports High.
Proud of the boys' effort?
Yeah, fantastic. It's always hard when you've got to come so far away from home to play a game. So we left Newcastle at 8 o'clock yesterday morning and got in at 5 o'clock and stayed at one of the youth hostels. So early morning walk for the boys to get the legs moving again and breakfast and straight to the game. So you're never quite sure how they'll handle all of that, but I thought they did pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you guys smashed it out there. Was it what you were expecting?
Oh, you never know what to expect in this competition. It's growing in strength year after year and stretches now from Queensland all the way down into Victoria. So when you get to this stage of the competition, you expect some good opposition. And I thought Byron worked hard and did as well as they could today. So.
Your number nine, Jed, was pretty instrumental in the win.
Yeah, Jed's a good player. He's part of the Central Coast Mariners Academy squad outside of school football. So he's been identified as someone that might move into that A-League pathway. And at this stage of his development, he's doing a good job. Very, very athletic for his age and knows where the goals are.
Anyone else that you'd like to credit?
Oh, I think the captain at the back, Mitchell Dobson, was outstanding, and also young Harrison Lane in midfield controlled the tempo of the game really well.
Yeah, Byron had some skill on the wings. Were you guys a little bit shocked?
No, not at all, not at all. No, we expected to come and play against some good athletes and some good footballers as well, and that's what we saw today. So, it was full credit to Byron. They made us work hard.
Thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's fine.
James, two clean sheets in two games set you up pretty well now going into the quarterfinals.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you want to be successful in any competition, you need to have a strong defence and build from the back. And we're lucky that we have some boys that are right on that age limit in an age group competition that are quite physically mature for their age. And they certainly help our structure when we play with the football and without it. And we haven't conceded too many goals to this point in the competition, so that's a good thing.
How did you guys go last year?
Last year I think we made it to the round of 32, so yeah. So this is an improvement, yeah.
Any side that can keep clean sheets is obviously backed up by a bench rotation like you had today where you could take players off and not lose anything.
Yeah, no, and it's an important part of how we approach it. We want to give all of the boys in our football program an opportunity in matches when we can. Tonight there's a game in Newcastle featuring three or four of our players that meant that they couldn't come away, and they're with the Newcastle Jets program. So that's a bit of an example of the strength of the squad that we've got, that we were able to come up and still perform with boys on the outside edges of the squad and get the job done. So yeah, it's very, very important.
Thank you. Who's next on your are there a couple of teams next?
No. I'm not sure who
where, because it's
it
all
depends on winners now, doesn't it?
Yeah.